Good morning. Today is October 24th, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. Today's promise from the scriptures is that God promises the fruit of self-control. When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us, self-control. That's Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. In a very real sense, without self-control, it is difficult to have the other eight fruits of the Spirit growing in our lives. The Holy Spirit works to grow the fruit of self-control so that we can restrain our natural instincts, such as lashing out in anger or yielding to temptation. Self-control under the guidance of the Holy Spirit gives us the proper responses to many situations. Self-control helps us, humans as we are and provoked as we can be, to react in a Christ-like manner. Solomon wrote in Proverbs, "A person without self-control is as defenseless as a city with broken down walls." That's Proverbs 25, verse 28. An ancient city with flattened walls was open to attack from all sides. When we lack self-control, Satan declares open season on our lives. He sends in temptations and frustrations by the truckloads and then stands back happily to watch our not-so-godly reactions. On the other hand, Peter wrote that knowing God leads to self-control, and self-control leads to patient endurance, and patient endurance leads to godliness. That's 2 Peter 1, verse 6. That's our defense against those truckloads of trouble that Satan tries to unload on us. As we pray for self-control in our children's lives, we need to ask that those walls around the city that Solomon wrote about will be strong and fortified. Then our children will be equipped to act and react correctly to the temptations and frustrations that they will face. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, thank you for the fruit of self-control that the Holy Spirit grows in us. As we live in these human bodies, we need self-control in order to keep our natures in check. I pray that you will help my child to grow in self-control, for rarely will there be a day when everything goes right. There's so much in the world that can tempt us and make us angry or cause us to lash out in frustration. Lord, I pray for self-control for my child in those times. Please give her the strength that she needs so that she'll respond properly. Instead of a city without walls, make my child a strong and fortified city, able to withstand the assaults that come her way. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.